As promised, we are joined right now by a Super Bowl champion, a seven-time Pro Bowler, six straight seasons of 1,300 yards or more in receiving yardage. He wrapped up his NFL career with 920 receptions, 74 touchdowns. He was a member of the NFL's All-Decade Team of the 2000s. He was an ACC Player of the Year, a consensus All-American at NC State. He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, Class of 2019, and he is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm talking about Torrey Holt. Torrey, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. As always, good to chat with you, man.
You too, Torrey. Listen, before we talk about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I want to ask you, Torrey, about the College Football Hall of Fame. You and I spoke at the Super Bowl last year after it had been announced that you were going in, but last month, you and the rest of the class officially were inducted. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable, and the class of guys, the 2019 class, College Football Hall of Fame class, was unbelievable. London Fletcher was part of that class. You know, I won the Super Bowl with London in St. Louis, played against him, played with him. Vince Young was in that class. Rocket Ishmael was in that class. Just unbelievable to be around guys that I grew up watching or, you know, idolizing and playing against, and now being, you know, we were all in one room, been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And there's so many guys that's played the game of football, played college football, and to be, you know, just that small percentage to be recognized as a College Football Hall of Famer was an unbelievable feeling. Jim, I had so many emotions. I went through so many ranges of emotion, starting back to when I grew up in Gibsonville, North Carolina, to my time in Hargrave Military Academy, to NC State, to the St. Louis Rams, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, a short stint with the New England Patriots. You know, all those memories and emotions came up. So really, I was really, really humbled and fortunate to be able to represent my hometown of Gibsonville and to represent NC State in the College Football Hall of Fame. I was the sixth player, I think, in NC State's history to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. So very humbling experience, but really good because I love the game of football, and just to be amongst football lore, it was incredible. It was incredible.
We were talking to Torrey Holt. You know, one more guy, Torrey, is part of that class, and I had him on this show recently, Terrell Buckley. Did you spend any time rapping with T-Buck? My man.
Hey, I love T-Buck, man. You know, when I was getting ready, as I was going in, I took down all the guys' names, and I'm looking for it now, but I can't find it, but I took down all their names, read up on them, wrote down some significant stats and all that. And Terrell Buckley, ladies and gentlemen, 50 interceptions, Jim, in pro football.
Well,
unbelievable. But we played against him. You know, he was with the Denver Broncos. And that was one thing about Terrell Buckley. He was going to take away slants. He was going to take away hitches. He was really going to eliminate your quick game because he had a really good sense forward, and then he had unbelievable quickness and then trust. Like, he trusted himself in terms of what he saw. Well, he picked us off on Monday night, and there's me chasing him down. And so I told him at the Hall of Fame ceremony, I'm still chasing you. I said, I still had forgot that interception. So I still owe T-Buck one, but he's an incredible player. And now he's doing a good job of coaching out at Mississippi State.
That's a great story. Torrey Holt's joining us. Now, Torrey, last week the 15 finalists were announced for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What did it mean to you to see your name on that list?
Once again, a whelm of emotions, you know, just starting out again when I played ball in Pop Warner. And Jim, I never said to myself young like that, and even through college, and heck, even through the pros, man, I'm going for the Hall. For me, it was getting an opportunity to do what I love ever since a child, and be around great men to help me, great coaches to help me. Playing consistently for a number of years to be able to master the craft, the art of playing the wide receiver position, and watching guys like Art Monk and Tim Brown and Jerry Rice and, you know, Andre Reed, all of the great guys. And now being able to Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Icy Bruce, this goes on and on, Marvin Harrison, Jimmy Smith. Now I'm being recognized with the elite of the elite in terms of guys who played in the National Football League. So it's, again, humbling, super excited, though. If you can't tell, super excited. But a great class of guys that I'm with in the 2020 class, Troy Polamalu, Edgerrin James, who we were drafted in the same year. He's fantastic as well. Zach Thomas, Brian Young, Richard Seymour. You know, I can go all day, but a tremendous class of guys, again, that I admired, played against, battled against, had some great competitions against John Lynch. I was telling a story the other day on my Instagram page about John Lynch and how he would, when he would come out of the when we would watch film, he would come out of the, he would strike into the film like he was shot out of a missile. Like that's the kind of aggression that he played with. So John Lynch and Steve Atwater, Leroy Butler, just a great group of men that I'm associated with in terms of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Torrey Holt is a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. He's already in the College Football Hall of Fame. And Torrey, one more thought about that. Like in the past, you said that you'd taken the approach that if it happens, it happens. But yep. Then you had a conversation with Tom Mack, the former great Ram. What did he tell you? And then how did that impact you?
No, he said to me, you know, you're here now. You're being recognized in that light. Because I think Tom had to wait some time, I think, as well. And he said, you know, to keep fighting, you know, to keep your name, your story, keep your legacy alive. And you can do that in a respectable manner. And I think I've done that, and I took his advice. And since then, you know, I just kept fighting. And, you know, when there was opportunities for me to state my case, I took advantage of those and tried to come across as respectful as I could. And now, Jim, I'm here. I'm a finalist. So, you know, regardless of what I said up to this point, now that I'm in here, it's like none of that really matters. It's just being a finalist in itself for such an elite class. And I'm sure there's folks that would say there's a Hall of Famers better than there's some out there that's more worthy of Hall of Fame than Torrey Holt. And I'm pretty sure there is. But I'm here now, and I'm excited about it. And hopefully in February I'll be hearing my name called. Getting inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
We are talking to Torrey Holt, you know, and to a large extent, Torrey, it's kind of out of your hands. I mean, you can make your point,
yeah.
But at the same time, like when I'm looking at the other pieces that you had on the Rams team, in particular on offense, Kurt Warner, Orlando Pace, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, you mentioned, do you think that in some ways that as great as that was and as amazing as those teams were, then maybe that gets held against you and you're overlooked as a result? In other words, if you had the kind of production that you had and you put up the numbers for a different team, do you feel like maybe not only would you be under consideration, but you might already be in the Hall of Fame?
Correct. And Jim, that's right. I mean, I often think about that because, look, I was fortunate enough to come into the situation, drafted to the St. Louis Rams with all the guys that I played with, and it helped my career tremendously. But I had that same attitude that I had in St. Louis, I would have had somewhere else. And I think I would have been as successful, though, if I would have been drafted to another club. But it is what it is, and I had no control over that. For me, I was 6th overall. I went in and I played like a 6th overall draft pick should play for a long period of time, and I was doing it with a group of guys that were older than I was, Jim. That's the other thing. Those guys were, you know, I was a young buck, but I was playing at such an elite level early on for so long. I think that got lost. I think people could take that for granted. And then with such star power and the names that you mentioned, Marshall and Isaac and Kurt and Orlando Pace, it was kind of like, you know, I had to wait my turn, but that was okay. I was cool with that. My thing was, I got to take care of my job. I got to make sure that I'm showing up every practice, showing up every Sunday, and I'm producing. And I was able to do that. And I was able to do it for a long period of time with those guys and without some of those guys.
Yeah, Torrey, one more thought about that. Quick follow-up. Because you had more receiving yardage in your first 5 seasons in the NFL than anybody else in the history of the sport. It's supposed to take receivers, Torrey, a year or two or more before they can really master the craft at the NFL level.
Yeah.
How were you able to come into the league and have the immediate impact that you did?
Well, I would say this. I was coached well in college. Coach Kaiser, our offensive coordinator, did a good job of moving me around, challenging me. Coach Fisher was awesome as well. My senior year, I had Daryl Moody as well. So I had some good coaches, guys that taught me and held me accountable, going out and practicing and studying tape and preparing myself for the game. So thanks to my college coaches. And then when I went to the pros, I had examples. You know, I saw Isaac every day. I saw Ricky Prohl every day. I saw Arthur Keane every single day. I saw Marshall every day. Coach Saunders was our receiver coach, was fantastic in the way he drove us and had us confident to go out and pursue our goals and dreams and really maximize our potential as wide receivers. So great situation there. And then my own individual talent. It's funny, I was on Instagram the other day and someone said, Torrey, man, you were just better than guys. And you just had, you know, more God-given ability. And he's absolutely right. I was better than guys. I had more God-given ability than a lot of guys. But I also had the work ethic, Jim. The drive to want to be good at football and my position, but not only that, also being a good teammate, you know, rallying the troops when I needed to, you know, being there, showing up in big games, that mattered. So I think that's where I got it from. And that was what drove me for 11 years in the National Football League to try to play at a very, very high level.
Tori, last thought, that drive. I'm always curious about this. Where did the drive come from? Were you wired for it? Was it always like that? Is that the way you always remember it? Or was it something you were able to manufacture?
Yeah, when it came down to sports, Jim, I had to drive. I'll show up at any park. I'll go anywhere to play. I just wanted to compete. I knew early on that I had the ability to play sport and play it well. My uncles did it. My aunties did it. My dad did it. My mom was athletic, so it was in me. And then growing up here in North Carolina, seeing guys like David, hearing about guys and seeing guys like David Thompson and Michael Jordan and James Worthy and Lawrence Taylor. I mean, I grew up around greatness, man, in sports. So it's just always been a part of me. And once I figured out that I could actually do it, I got a chance to be great at this. I got the resources. I have the ability. I have a platform to do it. So why not go out and make the most of it with my teammates? Won championships. Impacted the game on so many levels. I'm excited about it. Really, really thrilled about where our game is going and still having an opportunity to be associated with the National Football League. It's really cool.
He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2019. He is also a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a Super Bowl champ, a 7-time Pro Bowler. He is Torrey Holt. Torrey, I love the energy. It's always great to get caught up with you. Congrats on that induction. I'll be watching you for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it's always good to have you on the show. Torrey, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, as always. All the best, man.
You too. Do it again soon. Torrey, thank you.